You heard right. That was indeed Billie Holiday singing My Yiddish Mama. We are going to see in the new calendar secular year of 2014 on critical thinking, and I'm your host and producer for this series, Andrew Patner, with selections from one of the most intriguing and unusual recording compilations we have encountered in a long time. Its title is Black Sabbath. No, you metalhead WFMT listeners, it's not that Black Sabbath. Black Sabbath, quote, the secret musical history of Black-Jewish relations, unquote. What this is a compilation of recordings connecting Black artists and Jewish music, defined in all kinds of ways, by an outfit called the Idelson Society for Musical Preservation. The Idelson Society, we are told by the Idelson Society, was put together by four record-collecting dumpster divers. So these gentlemen recognize that what they do is unusual and intriguing and also a whole lot of fun. And we're going to work our way through some of this recording, which was released, I think, in 2010, yes, 3 years ago, and was brought to our attention, in fact, was actually given to us by WFMT station boss Steve Robinson. I'll offer you some of the notes from one of the dumpster divers, one of the Idelson Society founders, Josh Kuhn, K-U-N. Holiday was no stranger to jazz and blues standards penned by Jewish songwriters. She left her indelible vocal mark on I Love You, Porgy, Can't Help Loving That Man, All of Me, and many others, including her signature, Strange Fruit, one of the 20th century's most searing and ruthless indictments of racial violence, penned by Bronx Jew Abel Meerpol in response to the lynching of two Black men in the South. The Lower East Side tenement tearjerker My Yiddish Mama, however, was never on heavy rotation in Holiday's repertoire. Written in English and Yiddish in 1925 by Polish-Jewish immigrant Jack Yellen, with music composed by Lou Pollack, the nostalgia-soaked song was first given to Yiddish-English comedian Willie Howard, but was made famous by Sophie Tucker, who emoted all over it on a split 78, side A in English, side B in Yiddish. Holiday sang it for us here on a private recording made in 1956 when she was visiting the New York home of clarinetist Tony Scott and trying everything to get his baby to speak into a microphone. Accompanied only by sparse piano, she sang a few standards, including another Tucker hit, one you've heard us play from the early days of recording on this program, Some of These Days, and then launched into this abridged but unforgettable version of My Yiddish Mama. Holiday drains the maudlin, Mr. Kuhn says, from Tucker's version and rides it like a wave of ache until it becomes a torchy blues strained with sadness. Midway through, you might have heard, she gets the baby to speak. I have to say something before we hear this next song, but I don't want to say too much. So I'm just going to say, yes, this is Cab Calloway in 1939.
To sing to me a haunting little melody. Nobody knows where it came from or where it was composed. Did it a desire sings a tailor as he fashions pretty clothes. A desire sings a tailor as he sews and sews and sews. He's as busy as a bee, making lovely finery. Things my baby loves to wear when I take her to the fair. A desire sings a tailor, all it means is that's the way. When I buy the things he made her, says the tailor, a desire.
Chop, chop, chop. Are you hip to this jive that I'm laying to you?
Zip, bip, dee-doo, dee-doo, scrap up, dee-doo, dee-doo, dang, 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 dee-da-da.
Zoy said the tailor, sang by Cab Calloway in 1939. We turn again to Josh Kuhn's comments in the program book. Amongst pre-World War II black entertainers, Cab Calloway was probably the best-known Afro-Yiddishist. He mixed his own hepcat jive tongue-twisting with a constant flow of swinging Yiddishisms on songs like Tzotzkala, My Darling, Who's Yehudi, a goof on Jewish violinist Yehudi Menuhin, Everybody Eats When They Come to My House, Haven't I Doivy, Oivy, Calloway offered his Jewish guests, A Big Azent, where he shrugged, As Long As You're Healthy, alongside Dizzy Gillespie, and 9-9, which opens with Calloway riffing on the Billie Holiday classic, My Yiddish Mama. Listen closely to Calloway's most famous song, Minnie the Moocher, the first number one U.S. hit by a black artist. And in between all the hidey, hidey, hidey highs, you can hear him throw in a little oi, 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 oi's. Rack it up to Calloway's close friendship, Mr. Kuhn proposes, with his Odessa-born Jewish manager, Irving Mills, who exposed Calloway to both Yiddish and the rhythms of Jewish prayer. In 1936, Calloway even showed up alongside Al Jolson in the Warner Brothers feature film The Singing Kid, where the two performed the Harold Arlen, Yip Harburg number I Love to Sing A, with Calloway trading cantorial scats with a white-faced Jolson. 3 years later, Calloway further spoofs cantorial pyrotechnics. I wouldn't say he spoofs them. I think it's more of an homage. To open Utetzoy, perhaps his most complete experiment with Yiddish jive, which Mills himself wrote with fellow Jewish songwriter Buck Ram, who would go on to fame as the chief songwriter for The Platters. Mills adapted Utetzoy from the Yiddish folk ode to the drudgery of being an Eastern European tailor. Utetzoy nete schneider, and Calloway fills it with a big band swing and hipster vocal flights, where the original declared, this is how the tailor stitches, this is how he sews so well. Utetzoy nete schneider, Utetzoy nete gut. Calloway's rendition finds the tailor as busy as a bee, making lovely finery that my baby loves to wear when I take her to the fair. By song's end, Calloway completely leaves the original Yiddish lament behind for his own Talmudic line of questioning. Oh, do you dig, dig, dig? Do you chop, chop, chop? Are you hep to this jibe that I'm laying to you? How about some Johnny Hartman from 1966?
That old black magic has me in its spell. Old black magic that you weave so well. I see fingers up and down the spine. Same old witchcraft, your eyes meet mine. The same old tingle that I feel inside when that elevator starts this rise. Down and down I go, well, round and round I go. I'm like a leaf caught in the tide. I should stay away, what can I do? Hear your name, and I'm aflame. Aflame, burning desire. That only your kiss, kiss, kiss can put out the fire. You are the lover I have waited for. Mate that fate at me, created for her. Every time your lips meet mine, baby, down, down I go, round, round I go. I'm in a spin, I'm loving the spin that I'm in. I'm under that old black magic called love. Matilda, 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 take some money and run me in the river. A little louder, Matilda, 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 take some money and run me in the river. Another time now, Matilda, 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 tasty money, and running in the river. Ah, stay away, what can I do? Hear your name, and I'm aflame, aflame, burning desire. And only a kiss, kiss, kiss can put out the fire. You are the lover I have waited for. Make that fate at me. Created for her. Every time your lips meet mine, baby, down and down I go, round and round. bag, oh, I'm in a spin. I'm loving the spin that I'm in. I'm under that old black magic all along. Ah, here's a different kind of old black magic. So there's Gay Coomin, Hakazina, Shane the Gold is Zeke, he's Vainy Greena, Kakalak Vishena, Pomeran, son. He's a luck, they say, Zeke soon comes, son. Beckerlock, Vishena, Pomeran, son. He's a luck, they say, Zeke soon comes, son. What are you laughing at? Sammy Davis don't even know that song yet. Under that old black magic. Oh,
John Maurice Hartman, Johnny Hartman, 1966, DuSable High School and Chicago Musical College's own Johnny Hartman, who died too young, 1983, at the age of 60, although he seemed even then a grand old man of smooth delivery and presentation. Part of what makes that rendering of that old black magic so much fun, because Hartman was not one to break character normally. He performed at such clubs as Rick's Cafe American here in Chicago and other smooth boites around the country. Yet he was a man of great humor and great curiosity, obviously. And there you hear him not only throw in Matilda, the Calypso tune that was big at the time of that recording. Old Black Magic, of course, comes from the World War II era from 1942, Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer. But you also hear him, without too much difficulty, singing from Die Grüne Cousine, the Green Cousin. You may remember a very whiteized version, Benny Goodman and Peggy Lee, where they actually called it My Green Cousin. To Hell with Columbus's Paradise didn't make it into the pop versions. And that reference at the end, of course, you may recall Sammy Davis Jr., the great entertainer, actor, dancer, singer, comedian, performer, humanitarian presence, etc., crashed his car in the California desert in 1965, had a vision, and converted to Judaism. He remained Jewish all of his life and right through his funeral. What are you laughing at? Hartman says at the end. Sammy Davis don't even know that song yet. So some good black, Jewish, Yiddish, English fun there as we continue to sample Black Sabbath, the Idelson Society for Musical Preservation of New York, New York. And here's somebody you know from the Midnight Special, marking 60 years this year. This week they're having their big blowout here at the station, sold out, but it'll be live on the air for the evening and early morning of December 31 and January 1. Josh White. Well, we'll let you hear who else he's with and what he's doing here.
Going down the road. all get better care. Yes, I'm going down the road where I'll get better care. Leave I go, baby, don't feel welcome here. Sun's gonna shine my back door someday. The sun's gonna shine my back door someday. Wind's gonna rise, baby, and blow my blues all away.
Libby Holman and Josh White. Anybody out there recall Libby Holman, born Elizabeth Holtzman in Cincinnati in 1904? Libby Holman and Josh White were the first mixed-race duo to tour and perform in previously, up until the moments they would arrive, segregated towns and venues in the 1940s. Libby Holman lived an amazing life and a complex life. She and Josh White also starred in a film, we should bring it back, Dreams That Money Can't Buy, a German avant-garde film of the 1940s involving Max Ernst and all kinds of people. I'm going to read you now Josh Kuhn's note on Baby Baby from 1942. I see here, though, in the program, triumphant Chicago debut, December 3rd, 1944, a program of early American blues and other songs. And Claudia Cassidy previews it in the Daily Tribune in this advertisement reproduced in the booklet for Libby Holman and Josh White. Josh White was already a nationally acclaimed blues and gospel singer-guitarist by the time he took a folk turn in the 40s and became a Greenwich Village regular. It was then that he began performing alongside Woody Guthrie, Lead Belly, Burl Ives, and others on the CBS radio series Back Where I Came From, written by Alan Lomax and directed by Nicholas Ray, and was soon sought out by the scandal-scarred singer Libby Holman, who paid White to teach her how to sing the blues. Holman, born Elizabeth Holtzman, had been a pioneering torch singer in the 20s, who often drew comparisons to black blues queens such as Bessie Smith and Ma Rainey on such songs as Moanin' Blue and Am I Blue. After her millionaire husband turned up dead, Holman, the prime suspect but never convicted, inherited a fortune and used some of it to finance her collaboration with White and her training in folk blues singing. You may also recall that she used money from wherever to send Martin Luther King and Coretta Scott King to India so that King could study firsthand and be directly exposed to the Gandhian nonviolent movement. She also hired Billie Holiday to play her son's 6th birthday party. We don't have many Libby Holmans or Josh Whites around anymore. She claimed she was, quote, not trying to copy the Negroes, but, quote, just taking their feeling. White and Holman eventually recorded a 378 RPM disc set for Decca, Blues Till Dawn, which included Baby Baby and other blues songs that became regulars in White's repertoire. The two had a recurring gig in the Balinese room of Boston's Hotel Somerset, where White was not allowed, of course, to stay. The hotel also maintained a segregated nightclub, so he was forbidden from socializing in the same room where he performed. Take down the American flag, Holman picketed in front of the hotel. Put up a German swastika. Libby Holman and Josh White, amazing lives. Josh White, another great performer, as with Johnny Hartman, done in by the tobacco habit, in his case, emphysema and heart attacks that curtailed his career. Reiner Limpenzahl and Christopher Heimer were the authors of Baby, Baby. Well, you want to hear some Yiddish? Here's some Yiddish from Alberta Hunter.
Ich hab dir so viel lieb, ich tu auf dir kein Hass. Ich hab dir so viel lieb, seit sein Neuf dir in Kass. Ich hab dich so viel lieb, so sein euch dir gubis, an euch heiß, ich weiß, ich hab dich lieb, habe dir mein Leben weggegeben, mein Herz und meine Schuhe. Ich bin krank, mein Gedanke frage nicht für ne Kummer. Ich hab dich so viel lieb, ich trug auf dir gebes. An euch heiß, ich weiß, ich hab dich lieb. Habe dir mein Leben weggegeben, mein Herz und meine Schuhe. Ich bin krank, mein Gedanke frage nicht für na kuma, ich hab dich so viel lieb, so sein auf dir gebes, an euch heiß, ich weiß, ich hab dich lieb. I love you much too much. I've known it from the start. But dear, my love is such, I can't control my heart. I love you much too much, and I've asked myself what for. But darling, when we touch, I love you more. How would you mind leaving ever gegeben? Mein Herz und meine Schuhe. Ich bin krank, mein Gedanke trage nicht für ne Kummer. Ich hab dich so viel lieb, ich trug auf dir gebes. An euch heiß, ich weiß, ich hab dich lieb.
I could tell you that that was recorded in 1982. It was, but much more interestingly, Alberta Hunter was 87 years old when she recorded that. It's from her third comeback album, The Glory of Alberta Hunter, with Gerald Cook on piano and Jimmy Lewis on bass. Josh Kuhn writes, Hunter's intimate and stunning take on the 30s Olshanetsky and Tauber, that's Alexander, Sasha Olshanetsky, and Chaim Tauber, love song, appeared on that third album, primarily a collection of gospel and blues songs she recorded when she was 87. She died 2 years later at 89 in 1984, accompanied only by bass and piano. Hunter performs the song almost entirely in its original Yiddish, including only the first two verses from the English adaptation by Don Ray. After a century full of versions by artists as varied as Dean Martin, Santana, Dick Haymes, the Andrews Sisters, the Berry Sisters, and Jan Pierce, it is Hunter's rendition that's the gold standard, the most unforgettable of all. I will agree. You're listening to Critical Thinking, WFMT 98.7 on the FM dial and WFMT.com. I'm Andrew Patner. We're spinning some Black Jewish discs for you tonight from the compilation Black Sabbath and Who Mixed Languages, Styles, Origins, Concepts More or Better Than the Fabulous Eartha Kitt.
Hevenu shalom aleichem, hevenu shalom aleichem, hevenu shalom aleichem, hevenu shalom, shalom, shalom aleichem, hevenu shalom aleichem, hevenu shalom aleichem, hevenu shalom aleichem, hevenu shalom, shalom, shalom aleichem. In France, they say, bonjour, monsieur. And Nasser sin I yisen peshakora derem, that's Turkish. Buongiorno in Italia, guten tag in svenska. Como esta in España? In the good old Middle West, how do you do? And in the old, old Middle East, well...
There never was and there never will be anyone else like the fabulous Eartha Kitt. 1959 for the CAPP, K-A-P-P label with Maurice Levine's orchestra and way over the top arrangement, Shalom. In fact, even on the single, it says S-H-O-L-E-M, pronounced Shalom, Eartha Kitt. We'll read you a bit from Mr. Kuhn's comments. It's well known that Eartha Kitt was a deft polyglot schooled in at least nine languages, from Spanish to Turkish to Yiddish. Her dazzling interpretation of Romania, Romania on her 1965 In Person at the Plaza should not be missed. But she rarely meshed them all together in a single musical babble like she did on Sholem, her 50s version of Shalom Aleichem, 50s in this case, 1959, that all-time number one favorite on the Shabbat Hot 100 list. For observant Jews, it's a must-sing when you get home from Shabbat services, peace be upon you, and as a tune, it dates back to the Kabbalists, first showing up on the page in 17th century Prague, ooh, Golem territory. But the chorus is also a comment on this greeting, and Kitt minds both here, even throwing in a bit of Hava Nagilah for good measure, which makes her Sholem not really a cover, but more like a mashup, part old school hymn, part street dictionary, part Jewish greatest hits, and part introduction to the greetings of the globe. After debuting as a single, Billboard said it, quote, should grab spins, unquote. The track appeared on the fabulous Eartha Kitt, her first album for the Cap label. She'd already been, at that time, a Katharine Dunham dancer, a Victor RCA recording artist, and an actress who could play Helen of Troy, and later, of course, Catwoman. It was joined in proto-world music style by Shango, Tierra Va Tembla, Jumbo Hippopotami, and another Hebrew staple, Kimitzion. On the back cover of the album, the woman who's not in my name anti-war, anti-Vietnam War statements made Lady Bird Johnson cry at a White House luncheon. Well, Miss Kitt is cradling a sleek black cat. Remember Marlena Shaw?
Tell me, where can I go? There's no place I can see where to go, where to go. Every door is closed to me. To the left and to the right, it's the same in every land. There's no place to go, and it's me who should know. Won't you understand? Now I know where to go, where my folks proudly stand. Yes, I know where to go, to that precious promise.
Marlena Shaw, whose career started just a few years before that 1969 recording, or really I should say took off. Her career started a number of times, and it's still ongoing. She's only about 70 or 71 now, but started here at the Playboy Clubs in Chicago. Where can I go? Josh Kuhn writes, in the late 40s, Yiddish song king Leo Fold heard a survivor of the Warsaw Ghetto singing Wo ein soll ich gehen in a Paris nightclub. Fold translated the song's mournful but defiant post-Holocaust desire for a precious promised land into English and recorded it for Decca. But when the song took hold in the U.S., Fold sang it on, dig this, the Milton Berle Show and the Perry Como Show. It also resonated as a black civil rights anthem. Tell me, where can I go? There's no place I can see. Where to go? Where to go? Every door is closed to me. As Fold quickly learned, where can I go was not just a Jewish question. Reviving the age-old connection between blacks and Jews as brothers and sisters in exile and diaspora, black is beautiful, he wrote in his autobiography, Jewish is Menashevitz Vine. Ray Charles recorded it in the high-impact year of 1963, the same year that witnessed the murder of Medgar Evers, the March on Washington, and the bombing of the 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham, killing those four little girls. When Black Americans were questioning, perhaps with greater force than ever before, their security in the failed promised land. No more wandering for me, for at last I'm free. Jazz and soul singer Marlena Shaw brought the song back into circulation 6 years later on her politically riled up second album for Cadet. Cadet, you may recall, was the jazz spin-off label of Chess, right here on the near south side, the Chess Brothers in Chicago, Jewish brothers who produced black artists and music, melting it down into a pool of biting, slow, fuzzed-out funk. She completes the song's journey from the Warsaw Ghetto to the black ghettos of the U.S. and firmly embeds it in the Civil Rights songbook, singing it on The Spice of Life alongside Woman of the Ghetto, I Wish I Knew How It Would Feel to Be Free, California Soul, and Liberation Conversation. Well, here's one. I'm not even going to say anything about it. We're just going to hear it from that same 1969.
This land is mine. God gave this land to me. This brave and ancient land to me. And when the morning sun reveals then I see a land where children can run free. So and walk this land with me, and walk this lovely land with me. Be strong to make this land our home. If I'm dear.
Where to start, where to start? Well, before I do, I'm just going to say I should have also given earlier credit to Sigmund Berlund, whom Leopold heard singing the Yiddish Where Can I Go, and Sonny Miller, who helped to make that into a song in English. Jimmy Scott, little Jimmy Scott, this is the gentleman who was rediscovered about 20 years ago or so. African-Americans suffered from something called Kallman syndrome, where he never grew and did not reach puberty. And so he always had a woman's voice, and in later years, a contralto voice. And he was kind of a novelty performer. He sometimes sang for others who needed a woman's voice on the soundtrack, etc. He then, though, made a big comeback and continues to perform into his 80s. And that was his singing of Exodus from 1969, its own dark story, because something that is sort of elided over in some of these commentaries in the Idelson Society's Black Sabbath collection, of course, are the complex relations between Black and Jewish performers, Black and Jewish producers, record label owners, and it went in all directions. Berry Gordy, of course, with Motown, was as control freaky and ownership oriented as anybody who preceded or followed him. But of course, many labels, many songwriters, many record distributors were Jewish, and they worked with Black artists when others would not. But at the same time, there often were contract disputes or issues of profits, earnings, and credit. And in this case, Herman Lubinsky had what he said was a lifetime contract with Jimmy Scott. When Jimmy Scott then made this recording for Ray Charles, who had a label called Tangerine at the time, Lubinsky got the record pulled. And this 1969 album, The Source, was not released until 2001. We return now to the official commentary of Josh Kuhn. Ernest Gold fled Vienna in 1938, began making his mark as a film composer in Hollywood in the mid-40s. In 1960, he wrote the Oscar-winning theme to Exodus, Otto Preminger's chest-thumping film about the founding of the State of Israel, remember Paul Newman. That's about where the song's Jewish centrism ended. It was covered by everyone from Edith Piaf and Count Basie to Ferranti and Teicher, Chet Atkins and Ray Barretto, who made it a Watusi right around the time he showed up on the Mazel Tov Mis Amigos album. We'll be looking at that a little later in the year. And its lyrics were written by none other than Pat Boone, a Southern Church elder and the great-great-grandson of Daniel, and we won't discuss his daughter's recording career. "This land is mine," Boone wrote. "God gave this land to me." The words became easily adapted to different social and political histories, be it the environmentalist movement, "The land is ours to care for," or in the case of Korean crooner John Yoon, who sang it on his 70s Osei Shalom album, and who still uses it, Mr. Kuhn writes, to close his live shows, "The Japanese Occupation of Korea." The song took on particular meaning among many African-American musicians, Ray Charles, Lionel Hampton, and others, who could see their own history mirrored in the Jewish struggle for a homeland, and who at the time often saw the birth of Israel as victory for the oppressed. This 1969 version of the song by Jimmy Scott turns the original's heroic pride into a fragile blues dirge as holy as it is haunting. Ron Carter on bass, Junior Mance on piano with little Jimmy Scott and an orchestra. Let's go out with an instrumental because it's clear, I think, that we're going to need to hear the rest of this album and we can't squeeze it all into an hour. But Cannonball Adderley will take us out, but I'm going to intro him on the way in so that we can close with music. The 8-year Broadway run of Fiddler on the Roof not only helped thrust fantasies of Eastern European shtetl life, singing milkmen, matchmakers, dreams of being a rich man, the importance of tradition, into American pop consciousness, but turned the show's music into a must-cover songbook for just about everyone with a record deal. that Jerry Bock's music and Sheldon Harnick's lyrics, you've heard Sheldon Harnick on this very program, were based in tales of 19th century life in Tsarist Russia, did not stop Puerto Rican percussionist Joe Quijano from recording Fiddler on the Roof Goes Latin, and it didn't stop a host of black artists from leaving their mark on the Fiddler legacy. Ella Fitzgerald, Louis Armstrong, Dizzy Gillespie, Ramsey Lewis, Wes Armstrong, and Johnny Hartman all recorded Fiddler songs, as did jazz saxophone legend Cannonball Adderley, who reimagined the whole Fiddler opus as measured but swinging jazz instrumentals on Cannonball Adderley's Fiddler on the Roof. Featuring Adderley, joined by saxophonist Charles Lloyd, Joe Zawinul piano, Sam Jones bass, Louis Hayes drummer, and Nat Adderley cornet. The album was produced by David Axelrod. No, not that David Axelrod, a Capitol Records mainstay in the 60s, who grew up Jewish in South Central Los Angeles, immersed in black music. In 1968, that David Axelrod did Kol Nidre as a funk song on Release of an Oath. Yes, the Electric Prunes. Who else remembers them? I know Steve Robinson, who gave us this album, does. Sabbath Prayer comes from Fiddler's first act, but in Adderley's hands, it transcends plot and narrative. Instead of recreating Tevye's prayers for his daughters, the sextet gives us longing and loss as lush, droning universals. So we're going to hear that from Black Sabbath, the Idelson Society for Musical Preservation of New York, New York. We want to thank Steve Robinson for giving us this record, literally giving it to us as a gift. Thank you. From 2010. I want to thank Matt DeStefano for helping us spin these discs, making the program sound great. Alphawood Foundation, our funder, and other friends of this program, our other funders. Rentap, Patner spelled backwards, R-E-N-T-A-P, at AOL.com, WFMT.com/critical thinking. The always free Critical Thinking podcast, and in 2014, in just a few days, you've asked for it, you've got it, not Toyota, but the Critical Thinking Facebook page. I'm Andrew Patner. It's Monday, but with Cannonball Adderley and Tevye, I wish you good Shabbos.
Thank you.